Good evening, everyone. This is a special meeting of the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee. It is September 27th, Friday, at 5:43 p.m. Eastern, 8:43 p.m. I'm sorry, 5:43 p.m. Pacific, 8:43 p.m. Eastern. My name is Tracy Rosenberg. I'm a listener rep from KPFA and the chair of this committee. And we're going to start by calling the roll. Our regular secretary, R. Paul Martin from WBAI, is not here, so we're going to ask Jim Boyd from Texas if he would pinch hit in the roll this evening. Jim, are you prepared to call the roll?
Yep.
Okay.
Jim Boyd here. John Crumshaw.
Present.
Marcus Janner.
Here.
No. Tony Norman.
Present.
Michael Novick. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Manija Saba. Raul Salvador.
Here.
Richard Uzel. Barbara Whipperman.
Here.
And then we have, as a guest, Michelle Price. Is
that correct? Here. Yes, I'm here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, we've got quorum.
All right. Thank you very much, Jim. Okay, so this is a special meeting, so there's only one item on the agenda, which is the noticed item of sort of a continuation meeting on the WPFW budget. Just so people know where we are, WPFW in Washington has recently had a management change, and John Hughes has been replaced by Michelle Price. Accordingly, the new interim GM wanted to sort of take a look at the budget, which had been in process, and do a little bit of review and analysis and possibly some modification. So she has done that, and the committee decided to postpone our final look at this budget until that had been completed. So that's why we're having this special Friday night meeting. So I think as a structure, because we'll be looking at a slightly modified budget as far as I can see, we'll kind of go back and do things pretty much the way that we did them last time, where we'll hear from the interim GM, and if you could focus your comments on sort of what's different than the last time that we looked at this budget.
Absolutely.
And then we'll hear from the LSB treasurer and the PNB member if there's anything that they want to add. And then we'll just sort of go through the process of Q&A and temperature taking and hopefully a vote. I'm hoping that it won't take very long and we can, you know, do this in 90 minutes, 2 hours, and not the full 3 hours. But given that we're sort of at the end of the fiscal year, I think we're probably going to have to stay on the call for as long as we have to kind of get this done. So we'll see how long that takes. So let's start with Michelle, and if you can tell us what's changed in the past, how long has it been since we looked at this budget? I don't know, a week? Yeah. A week or a week and a half, yeah. And, yeah, that would be great. Thank you.
Thank you. First off, thank you so much for allowing me to mess up your Friday nights to get this done. But in the past week, I did a lot of digging, and I based the budget not on last year's budget, but on the actual numbers that came in. I could not find a really good and substantial correlation between the budget numbers that were on paper, and Raul did a great chart of the actual P&L by month. And so I went more to that than I did anything else in trying to find some good numbers. So as far as listener support, what I did was I went based upon those numbers, and I increased by 10% what was done last year for each month. It's just straight across the board. My reasoning behind that was since we've done some things differently and put some initiatives on the air, we have one more week of fund drive, and we've got our highest number. There's no year last year that we're higher than any month that we did last year already, and we have another week left of this fund drive. And we've got so many different initiatives that we're trying to do just to gain donor support. So I'm confident about the 10% increase. Some new things that I added that were kind of switched around, like the numbers are not a lot different, but the next gray line is the 5011, the website income. Going forward, I am a big proponent for the internet and all things web-related as far as fundraising goes. I think that that has been a stream of a development that has been underutilized. And so the 5011, as well as the miscellaneous income, I think it's 5055.99. I didn't put it in there, but I put other income because we're going to do a lot more internet-related fundraising. There's a lot of nonprofit sites. One in particular is I forgot the name of it, but there's one in particular that I was looking at today. I think it's First Giving that is really successful in helping nonprofits to do a lot of nonprofit fundraising, and that'll tie up a lot less of our air and just cause us to connect more to our audience in the new media sort of way. So that's those two different ones. Another line that I did change that did not have income really before was $5,800, the grant income, and I put that we should make about $80,000 in grants. And these are not CPB grants. They are our local grants in the city of D.C. There are a lot of programming grants. We are in Washington, as you all know, and one of the things that is my own initiative for the station is to produce more D.C.-based newscasts and news programming that hopefully the network can use, and especially with the free speech news product going away, that we can syndicate back out to you guys. So we are looking at a lot of grants that cover news and news-generating things, so I'm looking to use a lot of that in the future. And that $80,000 is so conservative because most of the grants that I found are in the $250,000 range, but I didn't want to put that on here. You know, I wanted to test the waters a bit. So all of my numbers are really conservative about as to what I think could be done. The community and special events is just a little bit different than what was listed before. But I'm netting it at $5,000 per month because one of the things also that we've already put into place is that we're going to use our programmers a lot more to get our face into the community. And we're having an initiative where we're partnering with them to get out there. We've got so many different formats represented. We want to be representative of the station in their format, doing more community-based events and tying with different events that are happening in a partnership fashion. So we're looking at that, and that $5,000 also. It looks like a mid-sized number, but as far as events go, that's very doable. Let's see what else is on there. The personnel cost. What I did for that, Raul and I had to fish around with that a little bit because what I wanted to do was go down by 10%. It's not as low as I think some people have wanted, but because of our news, because of the focus that I want to do with our news, the last week I've been shifting things around to make sure that the level of employment that we have is efficient. And a lot of it right now is not efficient. So it will be kind of reduction of maybe a couple of, well, it will be a reduction of some staff members that are there. But at the same time, as we get our finances in order, I do want to gain some news people to help us with that news product. But that won't be in this budget. My goal for that is to do that via the grants and stuff like that. So if we are able to, if the money's there, we're going to increase. If it's not there, we won't. But as far as the budget goes, I'm going to be dictated by the increasing for our news product by the budget. So other than that, we're going to decrease by 10% the staffing. I did do, let's see what else. Everything else is pretty much the same. Raul let me know after we sent it out that there was no capital expenditures listed. There was, I didn't touch any of the other things on the budget, and since there was nothing before, I didn't add anything to it. And basically, we're going to go with what we have, and if something happens, we're just going to figure it out from that point. But I don't see us needing anything major at this time. We are looking for a new transmitter, but again, part of my budget now is to repurpose how we can get someone to be more part-time in our engineering to help us with that a lot more. So that could still be covered. But that was the only thing that was questionable was the capital expense, but it was not listed before, and I'm just going by the budget that we had before. So that's about it. That's different.
Okay, thanks a lot, Michelle. That was great and succinct and really helpful. So at this point, let's just go quickly to the WPFW members and see if they have things to add or comments on what they heard or any supplementary information that we should have. So, Marcus, do you have anything to add to what Michelle presented right now?
Well, actually, I have a question or two, if that's appropriate, for Michelle and Raul. Real quick.
Okay. Why don't you hold off on that, because we're going to go to Q&A right now once we're done. Okay. So let's just do this for statements, and I'll call on you first on staff when we go to Q&A.
Okay, so I'll hold.
Okay. Tony, do you have any non-question statement that you'd like to make?
Yes. I like the fact that we're coming in a little conservative, but I am concerned about the even though I think it is a conservative projection on the grants, I still think, even relatively speaking, most grants are extremely restrictive as to what you can use them for. And I mean, I can live with the $80,000, but I do think, relatively speaking, that is a bit generous here in Washington. But let's see where it goes. But I think, and we've got to take in consideration that grants are extremely restrictive as to what they can be used for. But I can live with it. But I do have some questions, too. Thank you. That's good for me for now.
Okay. Fair enough.
Also, yes. Okay. One other thing, I did have something about the legal, but I can live with that, too. I do have some concern about that being a little low, but I guess we'll have to live with what we got. I think it's $10,000. But we'll go with that.
Okay, well, that's good, and there's more space again in Q&A and then temperature taking if you want to, you know, talk through the legal allotment a bit and tell us the nature of your concerns. I mean, you know, it could be changed if the committee feels that your concerns are valid and that, you know, that the number there isn't quite right. I mean, that's what we're doing. We'll see.
One slight technical correction. John Hughes hasn't been removed. He's been placed on administrative leave.
Now. Oh, that is correct. I apologize for misstating it. Thank you for the correction. All right, so we are going to move into Q&A, and Q&A is exactly what it sounds like. We try to hold off.
Information, Tracy, if I can.
Can you let me finish the sentence, then we'll go right to it. Q&A is just like it sounds, it's Q&A, and basically the idea is to clarify numbers that might seem unclear or that one is confused about. We try to leave comments in terms of I'm not comfortable with this for the temperature taking phase, if possible. Raul, what's the point of information?
Yeah, just information for everyone. So when they're looking at this, we have updated the fiscal year 13 forecast, that column P, and as well as column S, which is fiscal year 2012 audited. Those are real numbers that you can compare with. So when you're looking at each line item, that's real. Yeah, that's it.
Thank you. All right, so we're going into Q&A. I heard Marcus say that he wanted to be top of the stack, so we'll start there and then we'll take a stack after that. Go ahead, Marcus.
Thank you. Thank you. I want to commend Tracy for coming in and putting her hands around this thing. I think she's doing a good job so far. A couple of quick questions. One, I noticed a drastic increase in the health care benefits number, 6,200. I'm wondering what accounts for that.
Okay, that's not a number that I changed.
Yeah. Right. That.
Are you looking at it based upon last year or?
Above the last year and audited FY12.
Okay. Again, because that's one of the costs that I didn't want to mess with because I didn't know the philosophy of the prior general manager as far as health care, but I just wanted to make sure that we were in budget otherwise, so I didn't alter those at all.
I can answer
that. Same thing, okay.
I can answer that. The health benefits are projected benefits per month based on what we currently have. The forecasted 119,000 will probably be adjusted because there's some past due amounts that WPFW has not entered or paid. So it has not been reflected onto that number, but it's going to come out about 130,000, 129,000, and that would be about a 15% increase.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate you. Mm-hmm.
You're on top of that number, and what we have here, the 161, you feel is a good number?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. Okay. Other question real quick. The FSRN 6702, isn't that Free Speech Radio?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I thought we were no longer supporting Free Speech Radio. But it's still in the budget.
Yes.
Well, I didn't take that off the budget because as of yesterday, I know that I was in a meeting where they were trying to find something else to put in its place. And even if it's not there, hopefully there is something else to put in its place, and I didn't want to mess with that programming piece. It'll be a surplus if we don't find anything.
Well, it's not a surplus, but there's a restricted portion of the CPB grant that's allocated for national programming. And
yes.
Whatever, whether it's FSRN or another service, that would be allocated. That would be the CPB grant restricted portion would be designated for that particular expense. So it's a wash between the CPB grant.
Yes.
Okay, understood. I'm done. Thanks,
Tony.
Okay. Anybody else want to be on the stack?
Tony.
Yes, I heard you.
Okay.
Tony. Okay, Tony, followed by Jim.
Yeah, I have one or two questions. First of all, in terms of the personnel cost reduction, just to get a clarification. So that means we're bringing the staff still back to full pay, but yet reducing maybe two positions? Is that your...
Yes, after I get a chance to go over a little bit more, because right now in the analyzing, but basically the short answer, yes. Yes.
Okay, and just back on the grants, is there any particular grant that you had in mind that you would envision? You don't have to specifically name it, but just did you have a specific grant that you had some experience or know about that
for the $80,000? Sure.
Yeah.
I'm very familiar with the National Association of Broadcasters. And there are a journalism awards that unite college students with stations or media outlets. And the usual cost for that is it's usually in the $100,000 to $150,000. And that's what I based that number on, because what I want to look at the grants for are for specific things. And I appreciate you for saying that about the restrictive and what they're funded for. My whole goal with that grant number is to kind of try to increase the presence of the news and public affairs within the station. I think that's one of the things that could be a lot more present, and I want to try to connect with the universities around to tie for grant funding. So I'm specifically using grant money to do specific things. And then, of course, try to stay within the budget to get those things done. So that's what that money's for.
Thank you. That's it in terms of questions for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then we'll go on to Jim.
A couple of questions. Michelle, are you going to be writing the grants? Are you going to have people help you? Are you going to have a committee doing that? Because it sounds like you're going to be pretty busy.
Well, yeah, I have written grants for the CPB before I have written them before. I don't plan to lead. I've already contacted some grant writers that I'm familiar with, and I'm trying to get them to work on a different kind of scale to work with us. So, yes, as far as our budget goes, I didn't put a fee listed for grant writing because I want to try to get some of that for free because there are there's available money, there are grants to get grants. They don't require a big grant fee. So
are there listener volunteers or LSP volunteers that have that experience that could help you?
That's one of the pools of resources that I wanted to go to. Because in kind of putting a feeler out, I've had several people touch base with me when I was there before that they were grant writers because that was one of the things that I thought would help the station a lot. And before we move on this, I am going to poll our board and our listeners for potential grant writers before we go into paying for it because I don't think that we should be out any money to get the grants done. And that would include if I need to stay up a couple of nights to get something done for the first grant and then try to save some of that money and allocate it for future grant writing people.
Okay. You said that you've had some increase in the web income and community events. And I can see where web income could increase quite a bit almost instantaneously depending on what you put on the station. But I'm wondering about with community events, some of the times through planning and getting things out and getting a change in the personnel on the station and getting out, community event income can't be quite as instantaneous. And I'm wondering if it's in your thinking, if you thought about not having that large increase for the first 2, 3, 4 months of the year.
Well, the reason why I use the 5,000, because, and you're exactly right, and I was hesitant about that, but we already have something planned for October and November. So my major push is for December, and that gives me enough time to have a Christmas stuff going on. So I do have a couple, about 60 days, that they've already had something already planned that I'm not, so.
Are the members of the LSB and other station volunteers in a position to help on that?
On the event that's already planned, I'm not familiar with it. I just had our membership director, I think that's her title, she told me about this event. It's something that they have done the last couple of years. It's been successful. So that's something that's already done. I think that it is with a board member.
Okay.
But I don't have as much information on that one because it was already in progress when I got here.
Mm-hmm. It seems like as much input as you get from LSB members and other volunteers just to kind of rally around the troops and get the morale.
Oh, absolutely. One of the things, and I know Tony's here, one of the things that I would, and I want to get a chance to talk with the other stations, is to kind of empower the LSB with a goal of fundraising. One of the things, like with WPFW, is in a lurch right now because of funding, and that's my main focus for at least for the first of the year. And all of that, my main thing is to generate more revenue. And I've got a plan to inspire our board to act to help us with fundraising. And I really do appreciate your comment about that. I know that was a very important thing to include the board. Thank you.
All my questions.
Okay. This is Tracy. You know, I don't know what's going on, but I'm having a little bit of trouble with the actual file. Raul, is it opening as a clean copy for you with no errors?
Yes.
Okay, so it's me. It's not the file. Okay, I'll keep
this going. That's an unlock, so you could actually make changes.
Yeah, no, I get that. I just, every time I open it, no matter sort of what I try, I'm getting a whole bunch of errors, so it's a little hard for me to read, but it sounds like nobody else is having that problem.
Yes, that happened to me, too. That happened to me, too, when I opened it not using Word 2010, I mean Excel 2010. Are you using 2010 Office?
I'm using OpenOffice, so that could be what's happening here.
That's what it is. It's not reading some of the formulas.
Okay. But there's members of the committee that are getting it clean. Okay, so that's what's important. I will ask questions if I if I need to. Okay, good. All right, so are there other questions and answers, or do people kind of want to move into temperature taking?
Sounds like we should move ahead.
Right.
That's temperature taking. Two people? Done?
Temperature taking. The left. Thermostat's out.
I think she got disconnected. Okay, I just got blipped off the call. So, what was the verdict about Q&A versus temperature taking?
Move ahead.
No more questions? Okay. Well, that was pretty brief. That's good. Okay, so we've got a fairly small committee present here, which is probably because of the Friday. And Michelle, for the record, when you're the fifth of five budgets, of five station budgets, you get the tiled version of the committee. But let's go around the horn with whoever is here and just sort of see where they're at and how they're feeling. And then, you know, and if there's any particular problems or areas or particular line items that they want to kind of surface for further discussion. Okay, so let's see. New York, we don't have any representatives present unless Manager has come. Have you come, Manager? Yeah. Okay. Skipping over the D.C. folks, that takes us to Texas. So, Jim, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I guess, you know, the changes that are going to go through in the next 2 or 3 months, I just personally have a little bit of an uncomfortable feeling on the large increases in some of those revenue areas initially. And if instead of having it per month, just saying, looking at the end and saying that maybe we could pick them up, or the station can pick them up at the end of next year, I know you're in a new new building and new people and new changes and things, and I just wonder if some of those benchmarks for community. You know, whatever can be, you know, in October, November, December. But
punching
the buttons.
I'd like to address that. Again, I didn't use the numbers based on, I used it on the actual, there's another form that Raul did that was the actual profit and loss by month, the amount of money that came into the station, and our listener support, like say for October, it was $151,077, and we did a 10% increase for that month. That is pretty much conservative, and it's a lot lower than the previous, well, not a lot, but it's lower than the previous budget, but it's in line with what we're doing right now. Like right now, our fund drive for this month is about 30% more than it was this time last year. And I know that it's hard to say outside of the station, but just the momentum, the fact that we have a general manager and a program director, that we have some different initiatives in place with the web, with different things to cause more people to see the footprint of the station. There's just a lot more activity happening to increase. So it's not about so much being new as much as it is about capitalizing on what we already have and just increasing those numbers that are already increasing. And, again, I don't like to work out a deficit. I don't have it set so that we work out of a deficit. But that the increase in the listener support, that one is a conservative number for me. Now, the more the more questionable numbers, but I know that those are as well easy to attain, like maybe the website income that didn't really have that much before that I'm saying, and then the grant that I'm saying $80,000, but most of us know that with a grant, that's a single grant, you know, but I just wanted numbers that I thought were very attainable. I do appreciate your conservatism, as far as the concern. But again, we're talking about a $10,000 increase for the large month, for October. And if we just roll over our September, we've already got our 3 months of increase in our fund drive for now.
Okay. Sorry, I'm having a bad time with my phone tonight. So Richard is not with us, I believe. So that would bring us to L.A. and John Crumshow, who I'm not sure is here either. John? Hello? Can you guys hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay.
Or I can hear you.
All right. Well, then I guess we'll just skip around, and that leaves you, Barbara. So if you want to tell us where you're at with this budget.
I don't have any questions. It sounds like Michelle and Raul have worked things out, and Marcus seems to think things are in fairly good order. I notice, you know, Tony has some reservations, but not enough to want to change anything. So it sounds good to me.
Raul, why don't you give us a little bit of where you're at? Raul? Are you there?
What I meant to say, by the way, saying it's good to me is if we were to vote on the budget now, I would vote for it. So.
Yeah, no, that's kind of what the temperature taking is,
mm-hmm.
is kind of about, so that we get ourselves to a place, hopefully, where we're prepared to vote. Okay, so that leaves me, and I'm having a bad time because I've listened to everything that everyone has said, but I still don't really have access to the file, although I'm working on it.
Did we lose Raul? Sounds like
we might have. We might have, yeah. There's not too many people left.
Friday
here.
Night is jinxed, Tracy, I think.
Yeah, you know, we've tried this before, and we have made quorum, but it's difficult. There's no doubt
about
it.
Well, I wasn't really talking about everybody who's here participating. I just, you know, some gremlins are on the phone.
Oh, yeah, that too. All right. Well, I don't want to be, you know, too, what's the word?
Quick?
Yes, too quick with this budget. But I'm not getting a tremendous amount of cooperation in terms of, you know, what we should do to change it, if anything. I feel a little ill-equipped to vote until at least I get a clean look at the review, but I also don't want to keep people on the phone longer than they want to be. Tony, is there? You had mentioned you had some reservations about certain things. Maybe it would be helpful, not from a we're necessarily going to change anything point of view, but just from a point of view of surfacing them so they're heard and everybody knows what they are and where you're coming from. Maybe you could go into a little more detail about those so at least they're heard on the floor of the committee.
Yeah, the biggest one is the legal. I mean, I know it's the same amount that you have in the original budget, and I thought that was cutting it close when we did that. I think it's $10,000. But since then, I think a few clouds have gathered on the horizon with a number of things that may or may not happen. But I think you may want to add a little more to that to be on the safe side.
Sure.
The legal budget.
Mm-hmm.
Because even with the present legal pending, you know, there is a lawsuit pending with WPFW. And I think we've even so far used half of that we budgeted for. But,
what type of number would you suggest?
I would say to maybe 20 is cutting it close. We could do 20.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I know, yeah. You would know illegal. Yeah, I don't disagree with that at all.
So 20, I think it's conservative and fair.
Okay, so what's the number at now?
10.
Okay. Do we have a semi-reasonable way to accommodate where that 10 comes out of?
Isn't there a surplus?
Based upon our budget, we have a $63,000 budget. So, I mean, surplus.
Surplus.
So it could come from that.
It certainly could. This is a problem with not opening the file. Yes, it can. That seems reasonable. Okay, that sounds to me, unless anyone has a strong objection, like a reasonably prudent thing to do. There is no doubt that when lawsuits are pending, that costs pile up. So
that leaves a $53,000 surplus.
Okay. Well,
do we have any other?
Yeah, Tony, anything else you want to kind of?
The only other thing with the grant, but we can roll with that, so I'm good.
How much are we anticipating from grants? It was $60K before. Has that gone up, Michelle?
Well, it was 80. I had 80. I didn't see, this is for others' income. I didn't really see a grant income there. It was for $80,000.
It went from zero to 80,000, but.
Yes.
This is Barbara with a comment.
Yeah, go ahead, Barbara.
I have some experience with grants in the past also, and it sounds to me like Michelle has sufficient experience, and I would say her estimate is probably pretty good. When she's talking about the fact that most grants are even larger that are available, I think she probably is measuring the possibilities with some, care and experience. I would trust that figure for now.
Okay, and how much have we adjusted upwards listener support from the 1.4 that we were at?
I think she said 10%.
Michelle, is that about right?
From the 1.4? I have listener support at 1.259.
1.259. Okay. And so what's the overall revenue figure? The overall revenue figure is
1.1683104.
No, the total revenue with everything added up.
Okay.
Total income.
1.683.
Oh, so it isn't actually higher than it was, because it was at 1.7.
Yeah, okay. It's lower than the initial budget.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. I can't seem to get the file to open for me, so I feel like I'm sort of, driving a car with blinders on. It's terrifying. Okay. All right. So, well, that encourages me a bit. And I'm glad to see some of the things that you brought up, Michelle. I thought they were realistic and, good, sane changes. It's like anything else, WPFW has not had a good couple of years, and it does need to improve its performance. But, within reason, I think you're laying out a reasonable approach to kind of trying to do that.
Yeah.
In terms of what we're showing, for what it's worth, while I agree that one should actually strive for a $60,000 surplus, most of your sister stations are in the vicinity of $5,000 to $10,000this year. So I guess part of my question for you, and this is more from a question of when you get partway through the year and start comparing the budgets to the actuals.
Mm-hmm.
So my question for you is, if there are places within this budget where you think that the revenue estimation that you made was optimistic, or if there are places where you feel that expense cuts that were made hurt, I think there might be an opportunity to put some of those line items back in.
Sure.
At this point in time, and I just got the budget to open in a reasonable way, which is great.
I can be more
coherent now.
Well, my goal in doing this budget was I saw the increases in revenue, and I listened to the last meeting where there was a call for a decrease in employee personnel costs. And so the increase in 10% again is conservative to what we've already begun to see at the station. And then the 10% decrease is still not as low as was suggested earlier, but it's a 10% decrease in correlation to a 10% increase. So that if we do not get the full 10%, at least we've already dropped. There's a 20% difference, basically. You know, and that was my thinking going ahead. And also, yeah, the things that we're kind of trying to blaze the trail with the online revenue, with the grant writing from different grants, almost we're going to search out every grant. With that being done, it'll show up really quickly if it's not there. But that's a lot why I wanted to start with being as conservative as possible with our expenses, the things that I would mess with. I didn't want to mess with a lot of the deeper, like the capital expense. I didn't want to mess with those things that were already there, but I wasn't privy to what was in the past. But I knew that with the personnel, after looking at the things that I could see, I'm pretty confident. But again, I wanted to be confident with some some type of room, breathing room, that if we're off a little, there's a big enough gap in between where we should still, if at all costs, be at zero or just above zero as far as our profit loss.
Okay. Marcus. I hear you on that. That was Marcus? Yes, go ahead, Marcus.
Just a quick point. Sure. We've been talking about grant writing, community events, and web support, the web income, and I think Michelle is right on target. All the three of those have been tremendously underutilized, and I think going forward, all things considered, there's tremendous potential to increase those revenue lines, and I'm very hopeful, and I support her judgment and estimate that those can be increased. So I think that's a good call.
Okay. Tracy, can I ask a question?
You can, Jim.
And it may not be appropriate based on a budget for 2014, but are there payables for prior years if they're talking about potentially increasing some of the expenses? I'm just wondering if that's something that should think about before there's additions to the station. I don't know if WPFW has that problem.
Well, I think there's a couple of things that could be introduced here, but I'll let Michelle speak on it first, and then I'll comment after that.
I just want to make sure I understand. When you said payables, what specifically were you referring to?
If there are some accounts payable that are with the central office.
Debts, unpaid bills, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, we do have some payables. I spoke with Tamika about that, and they are not reflective in this budget. Again, that part, those line items in the budget, and that I didn't change at all because I didn't. Some of the things that are going on, I'm just not aware. I'm just not savvy to at the moment. So I didn't want to mess with them.
I didn't bring that up to cast anything on this budget. I was just thinking there was talk.
Yeah, No. That's
money comes in, things you do with the station, and we're all having to look back at some of the problems that happened in the past.
Sure. That's a really good question because I did ask it because I know that as soon as we begin to make money, I know that a lot of it has to go back into what we owe. And so she's assured me that we're doing pretty good right now.
This is Raul. I could also.
Please. Okay, Raul. Let's finish people talking. I'll put you on the stack. Go ahead, Michelle.
No, I did speak with Tamika about that, and we have some things that are outstanding, but they won't hurt us. It may go into our surplus, but it won't hurt our ability to function. I'll just say it that way.
Okay.
I wanted to add something Raul did as well. Go ahead, Raul.
Oh, no, in response to the question about the payables, there's some
payables are unpaid at this point, between $10,000 to $15,000. But those are already been recorded and accounted for in the 2013 P&L. So there's going to be, you know, it's probably mostly a cash flow issue rather than a budget, expense budget issue. So, yeah.
Thank you for that.
Okay, I'm going to drop something into the pile just because after years of these meetings on these committees, there's a lot of information piled up. One of the things that's come to the committee in the past is the challenging situation with the archives, who, of course, are pretty small and who suffer when the plan payments don't go through. And they are holding some fairly significant old payables. I think we're going back to 2012 with both BAI and PFW. And there's no doubt that in the scheme of the many challenges for BAI, this is not so high on the priority list. But since we are looking at a more optimistic trajectory for BAI, this for PFW, this upcoming year, I am wondering whether it's appropriate to enter into a conversation about at least a partial repayment of some of that, because if, in fact, we are in reality looking at a $50,000 to $60,000 surplus, while I would in no way want to snatch the entire thing and give it to the archives at all, because I think there's plenty of needs at WPFW to invest in itself, it does seem to me that we could look at maybe if funds allow partial repayment item. I think that would help with the cash flow involving the grant in the archives that they're concerned about, and I think it also shows progress towards what we would call institutional coherence. So I'm just throwing it out there as a possibility, and, you know, we'll see what the committee thinks.
Tony, or comment?
Yeah, go ahead, Tony.
I think that's a good point, but I also want to add, we need to really nail down exactly how much WPFW really owes in terms of the Central Circuit services, because I know for the last maybe year or two, we haven't received any of the CPB funds. They've kept them, and we should get credit some of those funds where the credit is due. So we really need to have a discussion maybe with the CFO or Raul of exactly how much is outstanding in terms of what WPFW actually.
Tony, for what it's worth, I'm not talking about the shared services. I'm only talking about the 2.5% portion to the archives.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Just to be clear.
All right. So yeah, we can go with that part, but that's something we really need to look at, because we tried to open up that discussion before, but we really need to look at what we entitled to credit for.
Well, there should be spreadsheets that exist about all of this. It's weird to me that there wouldn't be, but. Raul, do you have any comments on sort of the outstanding shared services with WPFW? And, we don't have to go back to the beginning of time, but maybe over the past 12 to 18 months or 2 years?
Well, I could certainly give you a kind of a general idea for, for 2013. The CPB funding that for 2013 would have been a total of $205,000 for WPFW, including the pending ones that we haven't gotten yet. And Central Services in total for 2013 is about $223,000. So it's just about break even right now. A little bit, $20,000 more than what the CPB money is.
And you're talking about the current fiscal year. You're not talking about the year before.
2013. And then, but that's not, that's the entire grant. Only out of the $205,000 of that is 54,000 is restricted, so only $161,000 is available for credit central services. So, I mean, the WPFW is still kind of owing a little bit of money to the national office.
Just to add that we haven't, well, Gordon, we haven't received any CPB funds for the last 3 years at least.
Oh, okay.
Well, CPB funds are generally offset against the shared services payments. So if you aren't making shared services payments, then the CPB funds would be your offset against that, which is, I think, what the case was for most of at least 2011 and 2012.
Yeah, but we needed to get an accurate what was balanced off and an accurate accounting.
Of course, you should have that. You should have had that then, and you should have it now. There's no doubt about that.
Marcus, it's that.
Yes, go ahead, Marcus.
Just real quick, Tony's right on target. I didn't want to bring it up because I looked at the assumptions tab in the budget, which has this. That we owe quite a bit in central services funds, and so I hope that some discussion can be forwarded on correcting that. The information on that tab, which lists us as not having paid any central services funds for quite some time, and so that's an overdue conversation that I hope we can have.
Yes, we should. There's all kinds of ways in which we have to get regular shared services accounting. And it needs to be transparent within this committee. So that is something, Raul, that we need to work on having.
Yeah, I do believe in that, in reconciling the intercompany balances between national office and each of the radio station. I do believe that the management and the LSB of each radio station are entitled to an accounting of what has been advanced to the station and vice versa, what the station as coming for them that the national office had utilized. So, and that is one of the goals that we wanted to have in place by this fiscal year, this coming fiscal year.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so let's see where we are here.
You can count on
the file finally opened, and I'm eternally grateful. So, okay. Let me see if I have any other questions here. So we have FSR and maintenance technical engineering.
Barbara,
are you guys,
comment while you're looking through that, if you guys are right?
Sure, go ahead.
I've noticed that I feel like we are getting slowly more transparency from the national office, and I'm really glad Raul's there now, which I think will step up that process a lot.
Okay.
Well, I need help, though.
Yeah.
Okay. So, questions here. One question that I have, and Michelle, forgive me if this is already covered territory, but I'm just going to throw them out so I feel clear about what's going on. Your maintenance technical, is that a... is that an outside service, or is that $27,000 in pieces and equipment stuff? Because
okay,
I suspect that's someone's time. Yeah.
Other than the gray portion, those are the ones that I specifically changed on here. The rest of them were already there. But I will let you know that right now all of our maintenance is outside. We have an engineer in training, but we don't have a chief engineer on staff. So all of that.
Oh, forgive me. That's utilities. I've got the wrong line item. That's fine. Okay. Okay. On your health insurance, it's pretty high, the figure for a fairly small payroll. So is that based on actuals plus the increase or?
Yes, that's basically an increase, about 15% increase on the health benefits, which we saw in most of the radio stations.
15.
It's not 15%, and I don't know why that is, but the FY13, the FY2012 audited is 114.
Yes.
The FY13 forecast is 119, and you're going up to 161, which is way more than 15%.
Right.
So I'm just asking why it's going way, 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 way up. I mean, that's like a $45,000 increase. That's like a 33% increase.
You know, when we did this, it was, hang on a second. We did this.
I mean, if the actuals really are 119,
yeah, that's what I said earlier. The actual is actually 129, not 119. There's one bill that we haven't paid, and it's not recorded on that forecast. So 129 at 15%.
Well, that makes it a little more rational looking.
148 is a little bit high. I'm not sure why did that increase to 149.
Barbara, for a comment.
Yeah. Okay, well, that makes a little more sense. Yeah, go ahead.
If I remember correctly, the budget template formulas were giving us strange projections also, and it seems to me that that was one of the line items that our business manager had to look at more specifically as to, you know, who's on the insurance, and in the budget template was driving it for some reason higher. If I do think that's one of the problems we had. So
okay.
that might be what's happening there.
Well, I think Raul, yeah, I mean, Raul, I think, identified it, which is that the forecast for 2013 is too low, which it kind of has to be, because 2012 to 2013 would have to go up.
2130 range.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. That is then makes more sense. Well, if I'm going to do temperature taking, my basic feeling is that going from pretty much zero to 80,000 in grants is ambitious. It's not impossible, but it is ambitious. However, since most of that revenue is sort of accounted for as surplus, in other words, it's not being spent before it came in this budget, I think it's less of a problem than it would be if this was a budget with a $5,000 surplus. And basically, the assumption here is we're going to try to raise it. If we do, great. And if we don't, then we're not going to, you know, plan to spend it. So I appreciate that, Michelle, and thank you. And that makes it much, much easier to take a flyer with that number. The only other thing that I would say is if the archives figure is correct, that they're sitting on some $75,000 in unpaid shared services, primarily from 2012, it might be something to look at to make a goal to make some payments on that over the course of the year if this surplus actually manifests. And part of the reason that I'm putting that out is that this is a structural problem relating to the archives receiving a grant that wants to see some of these income streams manifest. So from a reporting point of view, it would be helpful if there were some attempt to the extent possible, to reimburse some of these funds. And yes, this predates you, Michelle. I understand that.
Tracy, do you have it as some kind of a line item and not just rely on cash flow?
Well, I'm suggesting that if cash flow allows, that perhaps an attempt to pay $1,000 or $2,000 in back archives might be a helpful thing to look at. It obviously only happens if the cash flow allows it to happen.
I'd say if that is something that is systemic with the other stations, then I don't see a problem with that. But I would say that there's a lot of things at WPFW that have been on hold with the money needs to be going towards. So,
right. Which was the other issue.
We're a healthy station, and we're making a huge surplus. We do have a transmitter that needs to be fixed. There are a lot of things that money would be earmarked for. But if that is something that is in the other budgets that have been approved, I wouldn't stop my foot too hard, you know. But I do want to say that. There are things that needs to go for.